history of mankind against our brothers and sisters,
genocide.
Children, infants, Muslims and Christians in Gaza. The Israeli Zionists and their American imperialists, masters, may think that by repression and official systematic terrorism, they can erase the Palestinian reality and the inalienable rights of the Palestinian people. We are standing here in front of you, George Bush. You claim to be the defender of human rights and world peace. You claim that you are the champion for the oppressed. And you have appointed yourself to fight terrorism. But yet, now, you sit back and you watch Israel commit the biggest form of terrorism, occupation.
Down with America!
Down with America!
Down with the terrorism!
Oh, through the United States to know that because you could control the action of this organized crime and terror that you are keeping quiet. You know, let me tell you something. Men have short memories. And Mr. Olmert seems to be short indeed. His people, the Jews, were once the persecuted of the earth. But today, he speaks with the same proud tongue of his now forgotten brother, Nazi prosecutor Adolf Hitler. Ehud Olmert and Adolf Hitler, you are the same. The only difference is your name. My brothers and sisters of all faiths, it does not matter to Mr. Olmert that his own people and the conscience of the world remind him of the Nazi Holocaust and of the persecution of his people by Hitler. All good men sympathize with their sufferings. None of this has lessened in the name of his vituperative feminists. Today we are standing before you, the United States, who the world looks up to for guidance and justice. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.